now and rent it for just about any month out next in 2017 or 18. Next, he minimizes expenses. He skipped the compliance with the guidance code, hasn't submitted anything to support his request other than saying it's nightly rentals. He's skipped compliance with the fire safety code, which, as I understand, would require these houses to have an automatic sprinkler system, which they don't. And he's forcing the neighbors to assume the cost of having these people in the neighborhoods. Next, please. You get the picture. We'll skip that one. Sure. Code objectives. The special regulation of nightly rentals is necessary to ensure that their use will be compatible with surrounding residential uses and not materially alter the neighborhoods in which they are located. Next, please. Lack of good faith. Go ahead, just run through all those. Russ mentioned, I think, most of these. He has just absolutely ignored this commission and its regulations. Next. Failure to meet the code. He just hasn't supplied any of the underlying documentation that's required. Next. It's incompatible with the neighborhood. Road doesn't have the capacity to support the increased traffic. The properties don't have adequate capacity to support the vehicles and the renters. We've been burdened. The property program, the nightly rental, would devalue all the Lemonwood homes. Go ahead. I think we're coming to the end. I think we've heard that. Go ahead to the next one, please, Bob. All right. Go to the next one. These are my requests. They should be rejected. Whoops, go back one. I'm asking that you reject the petition for lack of good faith on his part, failure to comply with the code requirements, and incompatibility of the proposed nightly rentals with the neighborhood. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you. Now, folks, I let him speak for about 27 minutes, so.
Oh, wow.
That's,
thank you.
Anybody else gets up and speaks, it's 5 minutes, and I'm going to shut you off, okay? And I appreciate it, and we are here to listen to you. But when we got a room full, and if we listen to everybody for 27 minutes, somebody's going to be late for breakfast. And I mean that seriously. We are here to listen to y'all and appreciate your time and your patience and everybody listening. But we need to move on to Tom and Linda. I just prefer one of you, please.
I would take only 2 minutes.
You're going to take three?
Yeah.
Okay. And I can talk just about Oakwood, or I can talk about all three, and you can just consider my comments for all three. Is that
if anything, either one of these guys are already spoke about.
Okay.
You know, that we've read it there. That was a good deal, putting it all on the screen.
Okay, I'm going to talk about all three. The way that the Lakewood House affects us is that people from the Lakewood House have been coming to the Lemonwood House at 319 to use the boat dock. They were using Oakmont boat dock at first. They got scared off of that boat dock, and so he's been moving people around in the boat dock.
Did you use your boat dock?
No, it's a dock next door to us.
Okay.
I live at 331 Lemonwood, right next door to the one at 319. We've owned that home for 32 years.
Can you walk over and show us, please?
We live here, and this is 319.
Okay.
And then the other 260 is down here. We lived there 32 years. Last year, we rebuilt our house. I spent a lot of money based on the fact that I thought I was in a single-family residential neighborhood. We looked around at other places, and anytime anything was near a resort or rentals, I said, no, we like our neighborhood. It's been, single-family residential. All the 32 years we've been there, we've talked to Terry, talked about our intentions to rebuild, and I would have never, ever, ever spent that money if I had any idea anybody was going to start a nightly rental on our street. We also buffered from the tourist industry by houses in Oakmont, and really, the Paradise Point people are using Crestview to go between the condos, the blue-green condos at Big Cedar to the blue-green condos at Paradise Point. They're not using Oakwood, so there's a separation there. And really, they should be using McMean. And I know Johnny Morris can probably afford to resurface it, or blue-green, because they can do things like that. They're legitimate rental businesses where they can provide buffers and delineation. And that's what we're asking for from planning and zoning, that planning and zoning provide us buffers and delineation from the tourist industry. We know we can coexist. Places like this coexist side by side after all the time. But you can't wipe out all the residential areas at the expense, you know, to provide for a tourist industry. And this is putting a tourist industry right in the heart of a residential, long-established residential neighborhood. Moore's Oasis was platted as a residential neighborhood, single family with covenants, back in 1958. Numerous people have rebuilt houses. I'm not the only one. And people are improving houses. So it's not as though we expected tourists. I thought we were well buffered from it. We're separated by topography and streets. So, I just want to say I've been uncomfortable with the rentals. Tom will go over some of the things that we've had to see next door.
You look like your blood's getting a little high there.
I was trying to talk fast.
And I've got a presentation as well, but I'll make it quick.
Sorry.
I didn't follow my...
Are there a lot of traffic comes from Big Cedar around through that direction, or does it all come from Glen Park?
No.
It's a no outlet.
Yeah.
Huh?
It is on Lakewood.
When did it? Oh, okay.
Grant Park is very busy.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm asking this guy here.
No. It's a dead end, so we thought
I'm asking the boy standing here. Not everybody in the crowd. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, please deny this special use permit. This is an established residential subdivision. Quiet neighborhood, separate from commercial area. Lemonwood Lane is narrow with no outlet. Private boat docks can only be used by the registered owners. Terry Hyden does not comply with the Taney County stop order. He has not complied with the Corps of Engineers regulations for not letting renters on their private dock. And he has deceived neighbors and Taney County by claiming nightly renters are his employees. And can you move to slide number 39?
Oh. Let's see. Help, Cordano. Let's see. Tell me when.
Three, five, three will be at the top. Yeah, keep going, please. Okay, right there. Go. Anyway, this is the Airbnb ad for 353. Can you go back one slide?
Uh-huh.
And one more, please.
Really?
Anyway, in this ad, they talk about it being a quiet neighborhood.
Is this supposed to be 535 to 353?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Great.
Go ahead.
Okay, and in the ad, it says that it's on a quiet neighborhood. It was quiet before we started renting. Can you go down to the next slide?
Mm-hmm.
Keep going, please. Okay, this is a picture of the house with a boat. I do want to comment that the garage is a very small garage, and Mr. Hyden has a trailer with two personal watercraft in that garage. It cannot be used for parking like it's been suggested. These people were from Illinois. Can you go to the next slide, please? These people rented from July 1st to July 4th.
Some of the stuff we're looking at is some of the same stuff that we looked at earlier.
I've got one more slide and I'm done. And the boat's registered in Missouri on the dock. This next slide shows these residents swimming on the dock behind the 319 Lemonwood address. And then it also shows a picture of my minivan. When I took a picture of their car, I was in my car on the street, and he vandalized my car because of that and took off that front emblem on my car.
I wonder why he was looking at a car. Okay.
Okay, Okay, well, can you back up then?
Okay.
Well, that's at another address. Keep going back, please.
Okay. Until we win.
Okay, this slide right here. This is next to our house. It's 319. It was on these dates. There was 14 women that rented the house. They used the dock. And then they had this obscene water toy on the back deck of the house. It just shows the caliber of people that we have as renters.
Okay.
Can you go back a couple more? And that shows the boats in the street and all that, but just keep going back, please.
Go back to that one.
Okay, right there, please. This was over 4th of July. We had a group of Middle Eastern renters. Can you click on that picture on the left? We should be able to play that video.
Okay, sorry.
I think we get the
okay.
point.
Anyway, they didn't speak English. They were out there from 4 in the morning till all day and night till 2 o'clock in the evening. Can you go to the next slide, please? This is the trash they left behind. They were from Pennsylvania, New York, Chicago. Can you go up one slide? Or?
Back
okay. Yeah, back one slide, please.
Sorry, we've locked up for some reason. Whoa, okay, here we
go. Okay, yeah, this is a copy of the noise disturbance that we had on July the 3rd from this house, from these guys. The sheriff came out and made it a notation of the noise disturbance from these renters.
Okay, thank you. Richard and can't read that. Simpson?
Decline.
We
have no more to add.
Hi?
They have no more to add.
Okay, thank you. Millie Martinka. Yeah.
I don't think they want to speak.
John and are they Randy Dunn or?
That's me. Nothing to add.
Are there anybody else in here that wants to add something? I'm having trouble with these last names. I can't read them. No. You're with him. George. Got George.
No, I just want to be on record on against it.
Well, all these names here will be on record. What's your name?
Polly LaRocque.
You want to speak?
I do.
Your name is what again?
Polly Ryan LaRocque.
My name is Polly LaRocque. We live at 245 Lemonwood Lane. We have lived there approximately 17 years. In that period of time, we have enjoyed peace and quiet, a beautiful neighborhood, more active in the summer and on holidays than in the winter, but it's been a wonderful place to live, as most of the neighbors here will attest. I'm different in a sense in that I have been Terry Hyden's realtor